from the campus of Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan. This is Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show. Thursday, February 6th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know. Three. American astronaut Christina Koch is back on Earth after a record-setting 328 days on the International Space Station. That's nearly a year, if my math is correct. Koch broke two records during the nearly 11 months in space, part of the first all-woman spacewalk, and she spent more time in space than any other woman. Two more flights with Americans fleeing China due to the coronavirus are scheduled to land in the U.S. today, one in San Antonio, one in Omaha, Nebraska. All the passengers are being screened for the virus and face 14-day quarantines. And number one, the impeachment saga is over, as President Trump has been acquitted by the Senate. Senators found Trump not guilty on both counts of impeachment, as we all expected. Abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, those counts. What's next? Well, I'm sure the Democrats will find something. And that's where we start this Thursday. Thanks so much for joining me, Scott Bertram, here on the Steve Gruber Show. So thankful to be here and have the opportunity to guest host and talk to everyone across the great state of Michigan listening in on the Steve Gruber Show. You know, I think it's been about a month since I've been here, right? And that was before the impeachment trial started. It was just about to be kicked over to the Senate officially by the House and Nancy Pelosi. And now it's all over. And we'll have plenty of discussion about that today. Audio from Lindsey Graham on the floor of the Senate yesterday. Yes, we'll talk a bit about Mitt Romney as well, the one Republican voting to convict on one of the counts of impeachment. But I know there'd be some focus on that, and rightfully so. But that'd be the bigger deal. It's done. It's over. This impeachment thing is done. And they can't do it again until Trump wins re-election. That they can take another bite of the apple, right? Goodness gracious. So the president is scheduled to speak later today with some thoughts, I'm sure, on impeachment. We'll talk about that in a bit. Thanks for joining us so much. Coming up on today's program, in Hour 1, Craig Stevens. He's the spokesperson for Grow America's Infrastructure Now. Talk about the energy industry if Democrats happen to win the presidency. Hour number two, Nick Rowan, writer for the Washington Examiner and elsewhere. How pro-life became cool. He was at the March for Life recently in a piece in the New Examiner. Dr. Lauren Wright, associate research scholar and lecturer at Princeton. I know we've talked with her previously. She'll weigh in on the primary in Iowa, the caucus in Iowa, the primary in New Hampshire, and where the Democratic field sits now. Hour three, we head to the movies with Ron Van Timmeren, Celebration Cinemas. Maybe some of you heading out to the movies today because of snow days. Got the note just a little bit ago that my son's school has a snow day today. We only had, well, it's different. You know, that's the one of the things moving from a more urban area. I was in Illinois and Chicago for a long time, in Rockford, Illinois, about 300,000 people there. Is you don't have the, you know, the more rural areas that are tougher to plow and ice over. And so I understand there's a, you know, err on the side of caution. But here in Hillsdale, we had, I don't know, an inch and a half, maybe 2 inches overnight, maybe 2 inches. And we have schools closed today. Schools closed more often here than they did back in Illinois. It's okay. Again, rather be safe than sorry for everyone involved. But yeah, maybe some school days today, maybe some snow days today. Maybe heading to the movies. Ron Van Timmeren joins us, hour three. Phil Wegman from the Washington, or formerly of the Examiner, and now Real Clear Politics. He was in Iowa for the caucuses and will tell us what he experienced. And we do have new results, updated results this morning. We'll hit those a bit later, but not much changing. Pete Buttigieg still leads in the delegate count. Bernie Sanders still leads in the first choice count. So essentially a split decision. Although that could change when the final numbers roll in, I suppose. Still 8% of the vote of the caucus vote to come in out in Iowa. And New Hampshire's next. There's supposed to be a Democratic. Is there a debate on Friday? I think there's a debate on Friday, too. So it's I'm sure they will love to talk about what happened in Iowa. Yeah, that's going to be right at the top of the list of their things to do. By the way, I do like to introduce myself when I fill in for Steve. I've been doing it for quite a while now, probably 3 years or so, I suppose. When Steve's gone, I do the days that I can. I love filling in here. Hope you enjoy hearing my voice. I am the general manager of the student radio station here at Hillsdale College in beautiful Hillsdale, Michigan, as you heard. I also teach in the journalism department here. And you can find me hosting fine podcasts and radio shows elsewhere, too. The Radio Free Hillsdale Hour, which is available on many of these fine radio stations, and also via podcast on SoundCloud and Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, elsewhere, where the goal, we take you as close to being here on campus at Hillsdale as possible without being here physically. Discussions, debates that are happening here on campus, spotlight pieces. It's a fun show out on Fridays and over the weekends on radio stations. I also host the Hillsdale College Classical Education Podcast, which you can find all over the place. And for National Review, a little show called Political Beats, where we talk with people in and around the world of politics, not about anything political whatsoever, but only about their favorite band, their favorite artist. And we take a deep dive into their catalog, into their collection on Political Beats, which, again, you can find at nationalreview.com or wherever fine podcasts also are found. We'll have audio coming up in just a moment from Lindsey Graham speaking passionately on the floor of the Senate yesterday in support of the acquittal of President Trump. And it seems, I mean, there are big, you know, 60-point font headlines on many newspapers. I saw the USA Today this morning on the way in. I saw, I think, the New York Times. Well, you go to the New York Times website, even their website story has a big headline on it, you know, acquitted. But, man, this is the outcome that everyone saw coming. There was really no drama in how this was going to end from the moment it started, with the exception of perhaps would any Democrat vote to acquit, would any Republican vote to convict. We found that answer out yesterday. But now I guess we get about the business of the country and also the business of having the people decide if President Trump is deserving of a second term in office. The 2020 election kind of begins in earnest now. We're in February. Iowa is in the rearview mirror, even if we don't have full results. New Hampshire coming up soon, Nevada next, South Carolina in the picture as well. That will get the Democrats toward whittling their field. You would think, it usually happens that way, although Iowa's mess could shake things up a bit in terms of how long people decide to stay in the race. And you have the president, who essentially is running unopposed. Yes, there are, I think Bill Weld and Joe Walsh are still running, but they're not credible candidacies. President Trump will be renominated, and he can focus on what's happening through the year, nominating and confirming judges in the Senate. Very important task. Don't know if any major legislation gets done this year. Election years are always tough, which means the president can look toward November. And how about that State of the Union? I want to play one part of it later on today in the program. I was not going to watch the State of the Union. I was taking care of kids, this, that. But I did, and I am so glad I did, because it likely was the finest speech I've ever heard from President Trump. He did a fantastic job. So we'll hear about that in a bit. Steve is at the National Prayer Breakfast this morning. Stories from that tomorrow on The Steve Gruber Show.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. The average construction worker is earning from $16 to more than $30 an hour plus benefits and overtime. And right now, construction workers are in high demand here in Michigan. Fixing the roads, building bridges, commercial projects, and new infrastructure are all part of the big picture. Plus, construction jobs are cool. Find out more about the big opportunities here in Michigan. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner. That's stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Construction banner now. Start building Michigan's future and yours today.
We first opened about 10 years ago. We were small, just a few of us, but it was exciting. I always dreamt of having my own business. It was kind of slow at first, but things started picking up. We had big plans. But in our wildest dreams, we never thought we'd have this much work. Yeah, with so many businesses caught off guard by the storm, Reed Waste Management has never been busier.
What will become of your business after a disaster? Nearly two-thirds of businesses aren't prepared for an emergency. And 40% of businesses that experience a disaster never recover. Make an emergency plan now before it's too late. For a free online tool that helps you develop an emergency plan to keep your business up and running should disaster strike, visit ready.gov/business. Brought to you by the Federal Emergency Management Agency, the American Red Cross, and the Ad Council.